line up at the start now.
5, 4.
Right then, so here we go. This is level 1. I've got to get to level 5.4. And it speeds up with every beep. Right, this is level 4. It's getting a bit harder now. A bit out of breath. Imagine doing this with all your police kit on as well. I'm in gym kit at the moment. Well, there you go. That's it. And it does get tougher. It ramps up. It gets faster. And you do start to feel it. And that's the minimum. If you want to be an officer, firearms officer, you've got to pretty much do double that. And, I'm quite tired. So I'm out of breath. I've done 5.4 on the bleep test. Gary Bramall's the sergeant that's made me do it. Though I guess the public would probably think there's already a minimum fitness test for police officers. Do you think it's good in terms of you saying to the public, look, we are out there doing this job, we are fit enough?
Yeah, I think the public expect us to be fit. And police officers need to be fit, not just for the job that they're doing, but for their life once they've retired from the police. And fitness is a personal thing. So I think most officers take personal responsibility and do look after themselves. This is just a check and balance.
I'm here sweating in my gym kit. Obviously, it's different when you get all your body armour on, all your handcuffs and, sure, and everything else, and go and chase somebody up over Sheffield. It's a different kind of fitness that you actually need in the job. It's more explosive.
Yeah, it is, but essentially what we've tested today is that you've got a minimum level of fitness so that when you actually then do need to do something operationally, you are in a good place.
Am I in then? Have I qualified?
Yes, you have. Well done.